Yeah.
Chris is 47. What are your thoughts on how?
So, you know, you look at the numbers on the road. This is a little bit closer to our ballpark, actually, for as far as homers go. For some reason, it was carrying a lot better tonight. Not that those balls don't go out either way, but, you know, Pinder's ball to center field, too. I mean, up and down our lineup, we can hit home runs. And when you talk about the strengths of our team, certainly our ability to hit home runs are one of them.
How much thought have you given to this? Chris maybe reaching 50?
Yeah, bye. I hope he's not thinking too much about it, but we all are. I mean, we're pulling for him. Ole's on the verge of 30. I mean, you know, there's a lot more to play for right now than just numbers. And you know, when you're not in it, that's kind of the focal point, is try to get some of the guys the numbers. But you know, we're lucky enough to be able to try to do both.
Just think of.
Right. And that's been our team the whole year. I mean, it's a true team. And, you know, the guys that aren't playing are pulling hard for the guys at their position. You know, Pinder hasn't played a ton of third, and to watch him prepare for the game today, he was worn out before the game even started. And, you know, all these guys go in the video room and prepare for their starts off pitchers. And it's fun to watch because, you know, they're getting the type of support from the guys that are usually out there. And that means a lot when you get a start, and you know that the guy you're taking the place for is pulling for you as hard as anybody. And another strength obviously is the depth of the team.
Edwin had some troubles with the walks, things like that, but it seemed like he limited the damage pretty well. How do you evaluate that?
Yeah, he does. This was probably one of his toughest games since he's been with us, as far as where he was throwing the ball. And you know, he's walking guys, but when he had to get an out, he did. You know, obviously, you know, his pitch count was running up there, and they had some lefties coming up, and I had to go get him. I tried to keep him out there as long as I could, but, you know, still, he was in a couple of jams that he ended up working his way out of, and, you know, we've seen him do that before, and we've seen him, you know, respond to tough starts before as well and figure it out on the fly.
Was there any conversation whatsoever in the dugout about Tampa holding on for that win over the Yankees and you guys?
You know, at this point, it's kind of moot. We're just trying to win every game we can. Now, we have to balance it with who we're playing and resting guys, but again, we feel good with whatever lineup that we run out there. I'm sure guys look at it. It's hard not to, but I don't think it's a focal point at this right now.
You mentioned Wendelken before the game. Yeah. What is inning there?
Goes out and strikes out the side and runs right through the middle of the order. And, you know, it showed off the changeup today, too. I mean, it is true three-plus pitch mix. You know, it's in good movement on the fastball, good feel for his curveball. The more he's out there, the more confident he gets. And, you know, this, you look at the stuff, the movement, all that. This guy's got a chance to have a really, really nice career. You know, he's been very highly up. The more he pitches like that, the better we're going to feel about him, you know, this year.
Wouldn't rule him out.
We're going to have some tough decisions.
Good.